Salam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're doing well. I hope the year is going great so far. Like I said in the previous podcast, or probably the one before the previous one, if it isn't, please do not allow the year to just go past you. I dreamt quite recently and we were at the end of 2023 and everybody was like, how did we go past 2023? I was like, the same way we went past 2022. Anyways, today's podcast, we're going to talk about beliefs and values. Beliefs and values. So, you know when you're talking to people and they tell you, this is right, this is wrong. Yesterday, actually, I was in a conversation with a lady and a lady was telling me, you know, Prince, what do you think about sex before marriage? And I was like, I have a daughter, I'm not married. And she was like, oh, I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah. But now I can advise you, I can tell you, it's not the best because. All right, now let's get serious. Let's start this properly. Man Zakin, guten Tag, buenos dias, buon dia, buongiorno. Oh, we forgot Italian for some time now. Look at that. Buongiorno. Bonjour, bonsoir. Habari, jambo. So, the concept of beliefs and values transcend all of us. I mean, you were born into a certain set of beliefs and values. So, if you were born in a household where you had your mom and your dad, it means you believed growing up that that is how family should be. Now, if you look at the southern parts of the US? All right, the black Americans in the US, now currently the census says that they have actually more split and divided homes than they ever had before. It means that now most black American children will grow up with either the mother or the father, most often the mother. And you ask yourself, with these children, what is going to be their natural expectation? They are literally going to see the world to be a place where marriage or family is not an essential part of their life. So I grew up with my mother. I met my father. I mean, my dad was around, but I didn't have a serious relationship with him until later on. So growing up, I always thought that a family was mother and children. That's all I understood to be family. Then I grew up, I realized that I saw some families and I saw that, oh, there's a mother and a father and they actually work like that. That's how it's supposed to be. So when you're talking to people and they are telling you what they think is right and wrong, remember first and foremost that there is no objectivity, clear path objectivity to their viewpoint. They are only speaking from what they are accustomed to. Now this might actually be a simplistic way of seeing the world, but now let me try and extrapolate this same idea into the greater context. You know, when you're talking to people who are in an Islamic or a Christian or a Jewish culture, they will tell you, oh, this is right and this is wrong. For example, being a resident in Morocco, alcohol is something that Muslims don't drink. You know that they'll tell you it's not right. Now, in Ghana, they'll tell you it is better to drink alcohol than smoke. This is something that is mind-busting analytics, as Kwaju Sheldon would say, you know. But in Morocco, they don't, like, a lot of them don't drink alcohol. The Muslims don't drink alcohol, but they smoke. It's very normal to them. Like, I'm saying this, if I say they smoke. And when you go to Ghana, the Christians don't smoke, but they drink. When I say they drink, they drink. Just to help you guys understand that, ultimately, our values and our beliefs, are they really ours? Or we've just received them, they've just been imposed on us. Have we just accepted them because that has been the common way of doing things in our societies? Today I want to posit that as an individual, no matter the context you find yourself in, you would also have to set values and beliefs for yourselves or for yourself. You have to really come to understand that, okay, this is where I find myself in. These are the people that surround me, but these are the things that I believe. Also, to the people who oftentimes force their beliefs and values on people, please stop it. It's in French we say c'est dégueulasse. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. So I find myself in a very wonderful context where I'm surrounded by a lot of Christians and a lot of Muslims. And on both sides, I find people trying to shove down their beliefs down my throat. Like, shove down their beliefs. They just want me to accept it. Like, oh no, Christianity is like this. Oh no, Islam is like that. I'm like, guys, it's disgusting. I'll tell you this. The people who oftentimes convince you to join their belief system or their value system are people who are not even trying to convince you. You know, right from an early age, the concept of God was always, you know, quite dicey and confusing to me, because it's like, oof, we experienced a lot of hardships and you say there is God. But in high school, I met a guy called Samuel Afeku, now Dr. Samuel Afeku. Afix. I think till today, we have a good relationship, even though we don't talk as much as we do. So Samuel, wherever you are, why don't we talk as much as we used to? But Samuel was and is a strong believer of Jesus Christ and of his gospel. There is nothing you can do to sway this guy away from his belief. Just to give you a bit of context about Samuel as well, he was Catholic who later became Pentecostal or Protestant or whatever name we ascribe to non-Catholics. And Samuel would just be loving and kind to me, teach me, help me understand, not religion, every other thing in life. We rarely spoke about religion, rarely, but he was so gentle. I mean, my memory of Samuel is his gentility, how peaceful he was, how the guy was a gentleman by all standards. And you could see from the way I'm talking that I had such reverence for him. I respect Samuel so much that ultimately I asked him, or I've asked him again and again, I mean a couple of times, why do you believe in Jesus? Why do you believe in God? Samuel was also the person who told me the statement I put on my Facebook wall a few days ago, whatever you do, pray. He told me, Prince, even when you are sinning, pray. And it sounded so stupid, but he asked me, what else will you do? Who else will you talk to? So I really wanted to know more about his beliefs and his values just because of his way of life. Another person is my dear Professor Ait Babram. And this man has just been an amazing friend, brother, father figure to me. He has helped me go through so many problems, personal problems. And I often say on Facebook that there are a lot of things that I've experienced with him that I can't share in public. You know, there are people that no matter what happens, they'll occupy a very important place in your life because of what they've done for you and done to you. So Professor Ait Babram has just been amazing friend, brother to me. He's not just been a professor to me, even though the course he taught me was probably the hardest course I ever took in a university. Analyse, oh my God, math beyond analysis. It was very tough, but he's just been a support system in my life. And you know, how loving he has been to me over the years has pushed me to actually ask him about Islam and about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on several instances. And he will just share his humanity with you. The point of this is simple. As you walk around today, do not allow people to shove their beliefs down your throat. Really, don't. Or their values down your throat. I tell people all the time, everybody told me, oh, when you have a child who supports you, oh, don't think of aborting a baby. But when you have the child, you're the only person who goes through everything you have to go through. So I still don't believe that abortion is the best thing. But now I understand why people do that. You see, perspective. I don't agree that alcoholism is the best thing, but I understand why people become alcoholics. You see, perspective. Once again, I don't want to shove down my beliefs down anybody's throat. What I want to do is, how can I help you go through whatever you're going through? Because if I help you do that, then you can resonate with my beliefs and my values. So this has been a podcast on beliefs and values. Don't allow people to shove down their beliefs and values down your throat. Do not shove your beliefs and values down the throats of other people. And ultimately, you have to define what your beliefs and what your values are. Until I come your way next week, do have a wonderful rest of the week. Cheers.